Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I gotta give Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout a bunch of the credit for tonight's show question. It's actually spawned a poll as well now, and we're not going to explain it. We expect you to go and figure it out on your own. So on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, this is it. This is all we're asking you. Is it chip or ship? Don't say a word, Producer Jay. Is it chip or is it ship? Which one? I suppose if you really wanted the background, you could go and check it out on the podcast. Or just vote chip or ship, baby. Sink or swim, baby. Chip or ship. Bling is the thing. And also, in addition to Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout and the fact that I desperately want to see them on the postseason stage, do you know Mike Trout has not been in the playoffs since 2014? That is too long. Now, he's part of the reason, but he's not the only reason. Oh, my gosh. Even as I'm talking about him, I just saw his home run. You know, the 461-footer. Oh, my goodness. He tattooed the ball. And then when Shohei Ohtani hit his 459-foot home run and then wore the headgear, they do love their headgear. When Ohtani hit his longest home run as a major leaguer, Lynn didn't even bother to turn around. Lance Lynn just, he gave the ball the cold shoulder. The three home runs by those two are nearly, well, it, when they both hit home runs in the same game, it's, at this point, the formula for an Angels win. And Ohtani actually went back-to-back in two innings. It's contagious. It's a mindset, as Phil Nevin calls it. I just think they love the headgear. It's odd looking, but whatever. It's funny to see these Major League Baseball players walking through the gauntlet wearing the headgear. The Angels probably need to make the playoffs for Ohtani to consider sticking around. Money will definitely be part of the equation. But they need to be in the playoffs, or they have a slim to none chance that he stays in Anaheim. But beyond that, it was so much fun to see him in the World Baseball Classic. And Mike Trout and all of his skills deserve to be on that stage. So then I started thinking about not just the Angels, who at this point are still above 500. They're in one of the toughest divisions in baseball, but they are still above 500. Three of the four teams alive for our spring sport, well, they're actually winter sports, right? Our winter sports titles, hoops and hockey. In the next couple weeks, we could have two first-time winners. We'll have at least one, because neither the Golden Knights nor the Florida Panthers have ever won the Stanley Cup. And we know the Denver Nuggets, they haven't even been in the NBA Finals until now. This will be their first NBA Finals game tonight. They've been the gum on the bottom of the NBA shoe for so long. Miami's the odd team out, though they are the 8 seed. But these three teams, these three franchises are so close to realizing dreams, but also they're franchise changing in many ways. In profile, in ticket sales, in ad sponsorships, in corporate partnerships, in free agency, in revenue. And I'm just talking business. There's certainly the nostalgia of it too. The marketing of being able to bill yourself as a champion for an entire year and beyond, to infinity and beyond. It's franchise changing. And for the fans who have been tortured and who've suffered and who've waited, who've been loyal, there's just some teams out there that need a chip or a ship or a ring. It's so funny because people keep sending us tweets or Facebook posts about one or the other. It's this one. No, it's that one. No, it's this one. No, it's that one. Have you Googled it yet? Don't Google it. I think it would spoil it, Jay.
I haven't actually.
Chip or ship, baby.
Yeah, I'm going with the...
Which one are you going with?
I'm going with chip.
You're going with chip?
Chip, yeah. I think.
You think.
I think. Every time I say one, I think the other one sounds better. And then I start to think, then someone gives us a comment that's very adamantly the other one from what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And then they come
I already voted.
What are you going with?
I'm not telling you. You have to vote. You have to vote first. I can't be influencing or impacting your decision. You need to vote on your own. That's the entire question. Is it chip? Is it ship? I got to be careful. Remember I told you one of my most embarrassing moments on the radio was when I was talking about Mike Schmidt, but I didn't have the meh part in there.
The vote is literally 50-50 as I'm looking at it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going ship. I'm voting ship.
You're going ship.
Yep.
Like not the vessel. Chip. Oh, like the vessel.
Ship.
I'm going chip, like the cookie. I don't know why chip makes me think of cookie. Chocolate chips.
Chip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going chip. You're going ship.
Going ship.
Okay. Well, we'll see what the peeps indicate to us, because a lot of times they're far cooler than we are.
I can't believe it's literally dead 50-50. As I'm looking at it, it's 50-50.
All right, so take that poll. It's on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter. And while you're there, who else needs a ring? Who else needs one? Certainly the Miami Heat would tell you they need one. And I'd be really impressed if they actually capitalized on this opportunity. It doesn't matter now, right? According to Nikola Jokic, who cares who's favored? There are no favorites. There's no favorites in the NBA Finals.
Who said that we are favorites? The media?
No.
And Las Vegas told us that we were underdog before. I mean, I think we are not the favorites. I think in the finals there is no favorites. This is going to be the hardest game of our life, and we know that, and we are prepared for that. We are preparing and prepare for that. So I think there is no favorites, and definitely I think we are not favorites in this series.
They do love to play the no one believes in us card. Although Miami actually can say that for reals. I mean, more people believe in them now, but I don't remember what machine AI generated 3% chance to win the Eastern Conference Finals, but that's where it was. 3% chance. Jimmy Butler will take that and stick it up your nose with a rubber hose.
Damn right.
He cracks me up. He really does. But his attitude and Eric Spoelstra's attitude, they're pretty similar. They're a no excuses team. Someone asked Eric Spoelstra about the altitude in Denver. Yeah. He shut that down real quick.
We're not even getting into any of that stuff. Our guys are in great shape. They're ready to compete. If Denver wants to tip this thing off at the top of Everest, we'll do that. This thing is going to be decided between the four lines. They also got to come back to Miami if we want to make it about that. We'll turn off the air conditioning. They got to play in 90-degree humidity.
No.
This thing is going to be decided between those four lines. And we'll decide it then.
Pretty sure he's got a nervous tic there. He's either pounding on the podium or on the microphone. I do it sometimes, so I can identify the noise.
They also got to come back to Miami if we want to make it about that. We'll turn off the air conditioning. They got to play in 90 degree humidity.
That's really cruel. I'm going to go with negative Ghost Rider. So Jimmy Butler, why aren't you surprised at all to be in the NBA Finals?
Because we do it every single day, and we know what we're capable of. You know, the outside individuals don't get the opportunity to see that. And I wish that y'all did, because then you would see that the guys that we have on this team, on this roster, can really play some high-level basketball. We're going to stay confident because, like I said, we're in the grind every single day. Guys have been out of the lineup all year long. Guys step up, fill in, and do that job. So we're never going to be surprised.
So I think you underestimate the Heat at this point at your own peril. Six double-digit comeback wins this playoff season alone. Six of them. They don't care about your predictions. They don't care about your odds, your percentages, your betting lines. They care about sticking it up your, you know, where the sun don't shine. I mean, that's their tune. And I like that. They don't care. They've worked hard. They know what they've poured into it. And they also know where they've come from, right? I mean, they've been living on this edge now for 2 months. They've been grinding for 2 months, two plus months, actually. If you go back to when they were still trying to hang in the playoff picture. But I honestly believe it. Not every team does operate better when the pressure is ratcheted up. They do. The Warriors do. Now, they've got more superstars, but some teams do perform better when everything hangs in the balance. That's the Heat. I don't even think they're comfortable when they're favorites. I think they'd rather be underdogs and underestimated. And they'll fight you. They'll fight you at any point. They play to their advantages, which are the physical, athletic, tough. They want to make you just frustrated, look awful on offense specifically. But the issue, of course, is who matches up with Nikola Jokic. He doesn't really get tired. Remember in game 4 against the Lakers, he played the last 33 minutes. And they've just had 10 days off or 9 days off. I get it. They're all in good shape, but neither team has a deep bench. So it certainly could benefit the Nuggets that, A, they're at home where they haven't lost this postseason, altitude or no. And B, they've had a bunch of time off to rest tired legs and haven't played nearly as many games as the Heat have. Play-in tournament at all. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So the Nuggets are chasing their first NBA title. Of course, the Golden Knights and the Panthers are in the same boat with the Stanley Cup. And we're asking you, who else needs a championship? And I mean needs it. Lots of answers. Number one most popular at this point is the Detroit Lions. I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. Dan Campbell, could you imagine if he was a Super Bowl champion?
You're back in the dumpers again.
Please, I'm begging. I'm begging for that. Dan Campbell as a Super Bowl champion? It would be brilliant.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Are we going to get a reference to biting kneecaps again? I feel like he'd have to go all the way back to the press conference in which he was introduced and give us the spiel about how we bit the kneecaps.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
No, don't do that.
That man needs a Lombardi.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. Could you imagine? Seriously. I'm sign me up for it right now. I'll be good.
I don't know.
I'm just rambling now. Isn't that what
I'm
you tell us?
Just rambling right now.
Love that guy. Second only to Mike Tomlin in among NFL head coaches for gems when his microphone in front of his face. But not just that. I know it, no one's going to feel bad for Jared Goff, right? But, I mean, there's a redemptive story in there, too. Just in general, the fact that the Lions haven't won a playoff game in since the 50s, is that what we said? 57? I'd have to go back and look at the exact date again. But the Lions are number one, the most popular answer. I said the Buffalo Bills going back to the first hour. many of you feel the same. And Stu actually says Bills and Sabres. How could it not be? Ken says the Washington Wizards, because 1978 is a long time ago. And then this one from Chicago. The Bears haven't won since 85. They haven't been to a Super Bowl since 06. And he says, since 06, if it weren't for the Lions, the Browns, and the Jaguars, the Bears would be the laughingstock of the league. I mean, that's true. The Bears do get spared that because there are other laughingstocks that just keep them off of the top line. So, yeah, really good answers. Which teams, which fan bases need a championship? And I love the fact that many of you are writing it about Ship or Chip. Okay, so here's a couple examples. I mean, we keep getting tweets from both sides. Chris says, championship. All of you Chip people are wrong. Why the answer is Ship is very obvious. It's in the name. But Stan says, it's Chip. There's a new documentary called 76ers 2001 Finals Run, chronicled in new NBA TV documentary, Everything But the Chip. I swear to you, I've heard Chip. I actually voted Chip.
Chip makes sense, too, because I think he's sick because he's saying that Ship is that it's in the word, but Chip is just a shortened. It starts with a C, and it's just Chip. It's the same idea.
I'm with you. Jonathan says Jacksonville Jaguars, long overdue. Cody says, according to Hardball, it's we go into the ship. See, I'm telling you, we're getting them from both sides. We're getting them from both sides. All you Chip people are wrong, he says. I love it when it gets divisive. Bob on Twitter is going with the Mariners. Also a team from Canada winning the Stanley Cup again. Now, that's not fair. I mean, I get it. Canada loves its hockey. It's your national sport. But you can't just claim all the teams in your country and say they one of them wins a title, they all win a title. No,
absolutely not.
You can't do that. That's unfair. That'd be like us in the United States. Hey, all of our teams, just any of them need to win a title. No. All right. So take our poll after hours, CBS. Who needs to win a title? Who needs to win a title? And then on our Facebook page, too. Great stuff. That was really interesting. Sparked by three of our four being potential first-timers here coming up in hoops and hockey. And Jerry, we'll get to your call here straight ahead. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Happy June. What? How is it June? It is one of my favorite months of the year for weather. One of my favorite months of the year for flowers. If you haven't seen my flowers this morning, they were kind of end of May, beginning of June flowers to make you smile. So happy Thursday, happy June. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Austin Reeves will pin. 4 seconds left. Two buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
I used to like write down the playoff seeding and like put myself on one of the teams and then like play like So if we play the Detroit Pistons, I'd go against Billups and Rasheed Wallace and then just talk like Marv Albert and all them. I was in deep. I was making shot after shot. Trust me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jamal Murray, he was in the driveway talking like Marv Albert and making shot after shot in the NBA Finals. And now it is reality. Fact, first NBA Finals in Denver Nuggets franchise history. Jason Kosmicki with the call on the Nuggets radio network. And super cool for the announcers who get to do it for the first time, too. As a longtime play-by-play announcer myself, I understand how that would be a career achievement. Even though you are riding the coattails, so to speak, it's still a really neat opportunity to say, I was able to call an NBA Finals game, or I was able to call a Final Four game, or NCAA tournament game, something along those lines. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I briefly asked two much younger, oh no, why do I check my Twitter in the middle of trying to make a point? I briefly checked the pulse with much younger producers who are out in the newsroom getting set for the next show, and two of them said Chip, as in C-H-I-P. And I don't know if they're cooler, but they're definitely younger. So since we're not the cool kids, there's a lot of people who are weighing in. A lot of people who have an opinion about it, and yet we can't get a consensus. More of these teams that need a championship. Are you ready? From my Twitter, A-Law Radio. The Chargers, says Jim. Andy goes with the Browns, obviously. let's see. Another tweet from Dan. Oh, no. Actually, this has nothing to do with... I have no idea why he would send me this right now, but I'll just read it since I started. From Chicago, you say front room instead of front room. What does that have to do with anything? I have no idea. But apparently we're on in Chicago this morning, so that's awesome. Another tweet, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then Keith, has to be Browns or Lions. They've been around forever and have never even been to a Super Bowl. Bob says... I think I gave you the Bob before, the Seattle Mariners. All right, so whether it's Twitter, whether it's our Facebook page, we've got the debate going on about Chip or Ship. If you don't get it, well, you won't. But it's okay. We got a poll up, actually. Kind of cool. And many people are debating. I mean, is this better than the whale video? Have we struck it gold first with the whale video this week? Which has nothing to do with sports. And yet, actually, they were... on a surfboard, and he was paddling, so I suppose...
Recreational.
It was definitely exercise. But it would have been exercise if they had to swim for it as well. So the whale video, far more interest than anything I had to say this week about sports, because why not?
That might be the most popular thing that's ever been on the show.
Yeah, in fact, I care more about the whale video than anything going on in sports.
No.
All right, but now it's Chip or Ship, baby. And that's about to be all the rage. It's cool. I like it. Okay, 855-212-4227. Nuggets in search of their first title. Safer that way. And so are the Panthers and the Golden Knights. But the Golden Knights don't need one. They've only been around for a few years. That would have been like the Jacksonville Jaguars when they, for those of you who remember, in I think it was the 96 season when they were first, or the 96 playoffs, when they were first into the NFL as an expansion team. They upset the Denver Broncos, big jerks, and they did not need to win a title in their first year. Come on. You need to pay your dues first.
I have nothing against the Golden Knights or their fans. I think they're a great organization. They're run amazingly, but they are probably the most spoiled franchise in sports,
Whoa.
I would say. They have to be. How could they not? They've been in a team for, what, 6 years, and this is their second finals appearance. They've been to another Western Conference finals, or two of them. I mean, you gotta earn it a little bit to say you need a championship. They have nothing but success in winning.
Mm.
Like, they haven't gotten over the hump, but
no
they're
adversity
right there.
No None. Adversity. Am I allowed to say the Hartford Whalers?
Yeah, I guess.
They need a franchise and a title. They do. Okay, let's talk to Dre, who's in Fort Worth. Dre, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Amy? Now, Amy, don't talk about my Jaguars. We needed that championship. But we really should have won in 2018 when we got robbed by the Patriots. We all know that was robbery. But I think my Jaguars need a championship. I mean, like I say, we should have won in 99. That was our best team. Mm. I think we, you know, I just say we paid our dues. We've been here for a while. And trust me, we done lost enough. So believe me, I got it bad because I stay here in Fort Worth. And, you know, I'm right here around all these Cowboy fans who just will not shut up.
Oh, yeah. But, until they win another championship. Yes.
Yeah, and they very frustrated. But the way I say it, I say chip or ship because, like I say, ship is at the end of the actual word. Chip mm-hmm. is just an abbreviation. But in the Denver series, I mean, I believe Miami going to give them a fight, but I think Denver is too big and too long. And then even when you look at the benches, Denver don't really use their bench.
They don't,
Rick
not much.
Jackson is buried on that bench. You still got the big man. I forgot his name from the Clippers. I mean, they got some talent. They just don't really use it. But if they had to go deeper in their bench, Denver can go deeper than Miami can.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. Neither one of them really uses the bench much. Jeff Green logs a lot of minutes off the bench for the Nuggets. He takes up space. He's a veteran, obviously. Not going to give you a ton of offense. But he does log some minutes. But for the most part, they're only going 6 and 7 deep. And the Miami Heat are down a few bodies, so they can't really go much deeper either.
Yeah, and they got two of their best players missing, too. That's why I was telling a friend of mine, you got to remember, Oladipo and Tyler Hero is missing. So what they doing without those two is impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes Bruce Brown comes off the bench. Sometimes he doesn't. So we'll see how that works. But for the Miami Heat, that we know they're not going to be Tyler Hero. They're without Oladipo. The fact that Gabe Vincent was able to get back was critical for them at the end of the Boston series. But, yeah, they're also kind of held together by duct tape and string right now.
Yeah. And that Boston series, that was the dumbest performance I've ever seen in basketball.
Dumbest. I like it.
9 for 43.
Well, 42, but you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross. Yes.
It was pitiful either way you put it.
I mean, you're a professional basketball team. Try something different. Are you telling me the only thing you can do is shoot threes and not very well? For heaven's sakes, you have three guys who can create their own shots and drive to the hoop. Probably four. Why don't you do that?
Man, Amy, you tell me.
I don't have an answer.
That's what I hate about today's NBA, though, Amy, because it angers me because they always talk about this is better than the 90s. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, the skill level is not. I mean, what do you do? Dribble, 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 shoot. Dribble, 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 shoot. At least in the 90s, 80s, you had people that could post. They could have mid-range. They could shoot the three.
Yep.
They could do all these things.
Yep.
All you're doing this era in this league is dribble, dribble, shoot, dribble, dribble, shoot, crossover, shoot, crossover, step back, throw up,
ISO ball, ISO ball. I can't stand it.
Me neither.
I'm with you.
I hate it.
All right, we'll commiserate anytime you want to call.
Okay.
All right, Dre, have a great day.
All right, you too, Amy.
Wait, did he say chip or ship? I think he said either, right? He said it could be either one. We're having a whole debate going on right now. It's fantastic. So check it out on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on my Twitter too. You can also find it on Facebook if you want to yell at us that way. It's just, this is how it has to be. We have to settle this debate. And which teams or franchises need a ring? I want to be cool and say it, but I don't know which one. I'm afraid of angering people. So yeah, Jay's behind the old pane glass, like practicing. He's practicing out loud to see which one sounds better.
Right when I think I got it figured out, it's the other one sounds better.
I know.
And then I think that's right. And then I think the other one sounds better.
Yeah.
It's a tough life.
Welcome to my world. Yeah. First world problems.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
As the Eastern Conference Championship belongs to the Heat. 103-84 the final. For the seventh time, in the 35 years of Miami Heat basketball. Your Miami Heat will battle for the NBA's title.
Mike and his staff have just done a tremendous job of building a system that fits, you know, perfectly around their two top players, and they do all the right things. You're not going to have any kind of weaknesses or glitches or cracks in a culture or professionalism or anything like that, and we feel the same way about our group, so I just think it's set up for great competition.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Eric Spoelstra, opportunity to compete for his third ring as the head coach of the Miami Heat. He's never coached anywhere else. He's been with the Heat since he started as an assistant first, now as the head coach. Did obviously play in the championship round or play in the bubble against the Lakers going back a few years ago. Jimmy Butler's never had a ring. So even though the Heat themselves have three championships, it's different when you've got a bunch of players who've never won it. Yes, Kevin Love. Yes, of course, Kyle Lowry. And Udonis Haslem. So there are guys on the team that have the bling, but it's different when your leaders and the majority of your locker room does not have a championship. So Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo. I mean, think about the undrafted players on this roster. Caleb Martin, blood, sweat, heart, soul, tears, everything into this. Could you imagine Max Strus? Actually, speaking of Max, did you see what he put on his Insta? I don't have Instagram, but people were sharing it on other social media sites. Did you see what he put on his Insta?
No.
it's essentially a kind of nod, I suppose, but also a little bit of vindication as he remembers and reminds the world that he was cut by the Boston Celtics, right? He was their last cut a couple years ago. And so he posted, if I can find it again. I mean, he obviously posts a lot about his own team and his own success and their success. But there was one, I think something about how he was cut. But I'm going to have to go back and look at it. But his, because I don't have Insta. Oh, there it is. Here we go. Oh, yeah. It was the headline from the Celtics that they waived forward Max Strus from 2019. So it was a photo of the Celtics Twitter post and how they waived him. But hello, he is now on to the championship round, and he is at the expense of the Boston Celtics. So did you find it? So these are the kind of guys that you know aren't going to take it for granted. And even though, yeah, he's in a Celtics uniform. And the news is Celtics wave forward Max Strus. Ruh-roh. You know that those guys are not going to take it for granted. And those guys haven't had a ring, which is why as much as Miami's the oddball out here because they already have championships to their credit, it's not one of those where you would dismiss it. Oh, yeah, they've been here, done that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Apparently, Max Strus calls Jimmy Butler his childhood hero from Chicago. This is Max Strus's world, and we're just living in it.
Me and Jimmy got a unique relationship. It's like Kyle just said, like 2011, I was still in high school and watching him play on the Bulls, and you know, me being from Chicago, just growing up watching him, it's kind of crazy that, you know, I'm on his team trying to help him win a championship now. So I'm just here to help him, whatever he needs and whatever he asks me to do or for the team to do, I'm willing to do it because he's one of the most highest basketball IQs I've ever been a part of and been around.
Not quite the relationship that Tom Brady has with some of the guys, the kids that play with him, but still pretty cool. You can imagine for Max. And as I say, they got to do it at the expense of the Boston Celtics. So, yeah, it's ding, 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 ding. It's sunshine and roses right now for Max and really for all of these teams that are remaining. This is such an incredible opportunity, and who knows if you ever get back to this point, which is why the frustration, the consternation, the torture, it's real. It feels very real when your teams just can't either field a winner or can't quite break through. And with the Buffalo Bills, how close have they come? They've come, well, they did obviously go to four in their franchise history, four in a row, but then to come as close as they are or have been the last couple of years, only to be stuck playing in the same era with the Chiefs and with the Bengals, right? And think about the number of teams in the Western Conference that might have made NBA Finals themselves or won rings themselves had it not been for the Warriors over the last 10 years. You don't just play in a vacuum, right? You got to consider the teams that are around you. I mean, the number of potential winners coming out of the AFC West, if not for the Chiefs. It's especially in the NFL where the playoffs have half the field turn over every year. You got to take advantage of the opportunity when it's there. So I went with Buffalo as my team that desperately needs to win a title out of the NFL. I went with the Angels, because I just need them to get there with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, but also mentioned the Mariners earlier. In the NBA, I think I'll go Sacramento Kings. We have a great fan base in Sacramento. We know they listen to us a bunch. And then in hockey, what am I saying hockey?
Leafs.
Yeah. There's a fair number of people out there who are tweeting about the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm telling you, I'm going Hartford Whalers. They got to get a franchise back first, but then.
They do wear, the Carolina Hurricanes do wear that retro jersey now and
then. The throwbacks, yes. I remember when I was growing up in New England, the Whalers were a thing. Not a thing anymore. There's an entire generation of kids right now who have no idea that Hartford used to have a hockey team.
I was, I think, 4 or 5 when they moved. So I don't really remember it, but I do know they existed.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Atlanta Thrashers?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Maybe it's the Coyotes that need to win a title.
They need something.
They need a whole lot of something, something.
They need to win a game.
I mean, how about stop worrying about whether it's Phoenix or Arizona and figure out what to do with your roster? So again, on Twitter, on Facebook, Austin's mad at us. It's ship. I know words are hard, but it's not snack time. Save the chips and win ships. Okay. I mean, why you got to make it personal? But I just saw another one actually that said you go to the ship to win the chip. You go to the ship to win the chip.
I don't like that.
Jono says on Twitter, it's chip. Oh, how about this? Jets, Jets, Jets. On, well, the day after Joe Namath turns 80. Wow. Joe Namath turns 80. A lot of people are saying the Jets. The Baltimore Orioles, they're popular as well. The Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Hornets. Comes from a guy who's essentially listing all of the Carolina, Charlotte area teams. They need something. They need something. Lots of Cleveland weighing in, and Leroy says Vikings. Oh, yes, definitely the Vikings. So whether it's Twitter or Facebook, we're asking you which teams desperately need championships. And then we've taken a ton of calls today, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't know if we should include Gonzaga basketball, but we did have a vote for Gonzaga. They desperately do need a championship.
They do need one.
Did you get in my ear about something else? What were you in my ear about?
Oh, that was with hockey. The Sharks came to mind.
Oh.
Is that your team? Yeah.
Yes.
Came so close. So many
close.
Times.
And now they can't sniff the playoffs to save their lives. Yeah. They're in a perpetual rebuild. They've been rebuilding longer than they were successful.
Yeah. It's getting there. And all their ex players are, I guess not anymore. Pavelski was having a great run with Dallas. And then Brett Burns was having a great run with Carolina.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now with the Sharks.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Timo Meyer with the Devils.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said Minnesota Vikings and Minnesota Twins. Are you going to add any other teams? What about hockey? You're going to go Maple Leafs?
I think that I don't necessarily want to see them, because I think it's kind of is, it's funny, but I'll go with the Maple Leafs. Yeah, they deserve it the most in hockey, in the hockey world. But the Sharks, I think, are there too.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Let's see, a few of them on Facebook that are funny. Bob says the LA Chargers are the biggest tease since my last date in college. Ooh, TMI. Chargers need to close the deal. I like that. Also, we are on in Chicago this morning, AM 670, The Score. We don't have Chicago with us full time, but it's always fun to hear from our Chicago area listeners when we do. Lots of votes for the Detroit Lions. Jacques says any Canadian NHL town, no Stanley Cup since 1993 in Canada. I just don't think that's fair. I'm sorry, that's not fair. He says Ottawa, nothing since 1927. Maybe we should adopt the Ottawa. There's no way they're going to win it. I mean,
there's
no.
No.
They're not even competitive. Just no.
They're like a little better, which isn't saying much. So
Toronto, 1967. So they're second on the list. But Calgary goes back to 89. Yeah, I'm not sure Calgary.
You just can't claim the whole.
Yeah, the entire country.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
One province.
He's listening on Sportsnet 590 in Canada. So see here, Jamar on Facebook says you go to the ship and you win the chip. I mean, that works for me. Michael, as a 47-year-old lifelong Toronto Maple Leafs and Detroit Lions fan, both inherited, somebody please destroy the sports voodoo doll in my likeness. Just give me one, please. Cleveland got an NBA title with the Cavaliers against the Warriors, which was huge. But if you're a Browns fan or you're a Guardians fan now, that doesn't help so much. The Browns, for sure, that's one that I think a lot of people would say, I remember when, or I was there, or I saw it, or it would be one of those iconic moments in sports that kind of like the Red Sox winning the World Series in 2004 after 86 years, after the Cubs ending their drought, right? After 108? I mean, those are the types of moments in sports that you want to be able to say, I remember when. That would be the Browns. If the Browns ever win a Super Bowl, that would be one of those moments that fans would say, I actually want to see this because I can say I remember when. It's one of those kind of deals. Yeah, so that I understand. Washington Commanders haven't won a championship since the year I was born, says Hutch in 91 as the Redskins. Haven't won a playoff game in almost 20 years. Mariners and Sonics. Oh, stake to the heart. Talk about torture. Yeah, it's tough. Vancouver Canucks, 52 years and counting. The Milwaukee Brewers, that's Clint. Sacramento Kings. The Cincinnati Bengals, they've come so close. This is a good one. We're all just tortured sports fans. That's what we are. All right, we'll talk to you tonight after game one of the NBA Finals. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!